get started, I do want to say that this song does contain explicit language. And I believe in the last episode I called them curse words. I mean, I'm not somebody's grandma, but just giving y'all a heads up. Anyway, I decided to drop this episode one day early on Veterans Day, because just like the Big Much episode, this song was written for an Afghanistan war vet, and he told his wife some pretty shocking stories. We'll get into those, but his wife said pretty much anything in the style of outlaw country is right up his alley. She asked me to mix like a funny, good old boy feel with a tribute to vets and firemen. So for all the vets and their families listening, thank you for your service. This is My Country in the City.
Listening to myself talk is going to be really weird, so...
Yeah, it still is for me, too.
Right?
I really hate the sound of my voice.
I think everybody does.
Yeah, I think that's probably safe to say. I know some people that love to hear themselves talk, but...
Call is now being recorded.
I grew up I started life in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And then I moved to Eagan, went to the school and high school there. Then I went to college in St. Cloud, and that's where we met.
What did you think of Kyle when you met him?
When I met him, I was not interested in him.
Now, I hear that quite a bit, especially from the women's side.
We were kind of like not on the same wavelength with like anything. So he was in the military, and I never really wanted to date people in the military because I was afraid of like deployment and stuff. And then that didn't end up happening where he was deployed. So like everything that I didn't want to happen did, but it worked out. He like was really persistent and kept texting me, and he had a puppy and he was like, come over and see my cute dog.
I'm sure that got you.
Actually, at first I was like, no, I don't care.
Oh, really? What kind of dog was it?
He was a pit bull. He was a black and white. His name was General Patton.
That's an awesome name.
I know, right? He died unexpectedly over a year ago, and Kyle's really missed him. He was like really calm and really even-tempered, and he was a dog to break people's stereotypes about pit bulls, and he just loved everyone.
Where did you meet Kyle? You said it was in college.
Yeah.
Do you remember the specific place?
Or? Yeah. Well, the first time we actually met was a year prior to like me actually remembering that I met him. The very first time I met him, we went to a party at his house for, I think it was a fall. I don't think it was Halloween, but it was around that time. And I had a friend who lived with him, because I used to do swing dancing, and my friend was part of that. And so I went to this party I brought my roommate with, and they were kind of crazy. We left because they had a huge fire in the backyard, and it's not out in the country. And we were like, just like, okay, this is a lot of control, so we left. And then a year later, the same friend invited us both, along with a larger group of people, to go to a haunted house for Halloween. So that's when we first met. After that, I was hanging out with like another roommate he had. And then that's kind of how I got to know him more, is because I was just at his house more often. And then he just started texting me, and I don't really remember the specifics after that a whole lot, other than him saying, come over and see my dog.
Do you remember a first date?
Oh my gosh. The date story is pretty funny, actually. What we consider our first date is we were hanging out at his house watching some old TV show. And he was hungry and there wasn't food in the house. And so we decided we were going to go to Sam's Club to get hot dogs. And so we joked that that's like our official first date because he bought hot dogs at Sam's Club.
Nice. Nice.
Setting the bar low.
That's right? My name. Yeah.
You said he was in the military. What branch?
He's in the National Guard. So he was in Afghanistan. 2013 and 2014. And he says that there's a lot of interesting things over there, like just the roads are kind of crazy and people just kind of drive wherever they want. He likes to tell a story that he saw them, they ride on like mopeds, and he said he saw a sheep tied to the side of one.
Wow.
I'm not sure if that's true, but he said that they would tie like everything to like whatever they're driving with like rope and like stuff that looks really unsafe.
Wow.
So he was on a base that got bombed. There was a car bomb driven into the front of it.
Wow.
And that's like the biggest war story he has. So he wasn't like in the area, but he still felt the impact of it. He says that one minute he was laying in his bed, next minute he woke up and he was on the floor and had no idea what was going on. So he says he got a concussion from that. And yeah, that's like, I think the biggest thing that happened to him while he was over there.
And you said he was a heavy machine operator.
Yeah, he did heavy recovery. So he did, like, the TV show, like, Heavy Rescue. He drove, like, a big, huge truck that recovered damaged vehicles. He drove around in a convoy all day, and their convoy was actually looking for landmines, IUDs, whatever those letters are. You know, the bombs in the ground. They were looking for those. So he had, like, the front of it had a big machine that, like, ran over the ground looking for, like, bombs. And then, so I think he was more towards the middle of the back, and he recovered anything that got damaged in that process.
Wow. I bet that thing was a beast.
Yeah. I think it took up, like, the entire road.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like it was kind of a challenge. I guess they made it through some road that had never been able to be searched successfully. They made it all the way down the road, and I think he said he spent some nights like outside, like they like made a circle with their vehicles and slept in the middle or something like that. Yeah, that's pretty interesting stuff.
Yeah, I'm just curious, what does he drive at home?
What kind of vehicle does he have?
A Toyota Corolla.
Oh man.
I mean, and then he has his truck, it's parked right now, but he has a big Ford that's jacked up with lifts and stuff. And I think it's a 98, and it doesn't go far anymore, but that's what he drove for a really long time, the country boy style.
You mentioned he was teaching you how to drive a stick.
Yeah. So one time he tried to teach you how to drive his lifted pickup, you know, that's ancient, and I have driven a stick shift, but I would say like in a new car, and it's much easier. So he tried to teach me how to drive this truck, and after telling me that, you know, if I shifted wrong or did this wrong or that wrong, that, you know, the transmission is going to fall at the bottom of the truck, I told him that I give up. I'm not doing it anymore because it wasn't going well. I kept killing it over and over again. And then afterwards, he decided to tell me, oh, yeah, by the way, it's pretty much one of the most difficult vehicles to shift or learn to drive in because of, you know, the modifications that he's done to it and the gears aren't quite in the right places or something like that. And I'm like, oh, great, thanks.
So is it safe to say that maybe his truck doesn't go as long as it used to is because you learned to drive on it?
Possibly. That could be something. It will still drive. It just doesn't have any brakes right now.
Where does Kyle work?
He works at Pam's Auto. It's the biggest auto salvage yard in the Midwest, and he works outside every day in the heat and the rain and the snow, pulling parts out of cars so I can resell them.
You mentioned he has a lot of firearms.
He doesn't know the exact number. He likes to hunt, you know, target practice. He builds them on occasion when he has the time, which isn't often anymore, but he used to do it more frequently.
What's Kyle's personality like?
He claims that he's a good old boy. He's, you know, like a country personality, and he hates living in the city. And we live in a, like, a smaller suburb, and he still hates that. My grandpa has a hunting cabin that he just saw for the first time this year, and he's, like, convinced that's where he's going to move to.
With or without you.
Right? I know. It's, like, literally in the middle of nowhere. It's right on the border between Minnesota and Wisconsin. The closest city, or even it's just a town, it's not even all that close. You know, the dirt road to get there is like 10 miles long. Oh, wow. There's no cell phone reception. He did manage to get reception when they were fixing it this summer, standing on the roof holding onto the antenna. So there's no running water there. There is electricity. But yeah, that's where he feels like that's his happy place. That's where he wants to be. I'm like, okay, well, not really where I want to live, but.
You mentioned he did some modifications to a lawnmower.
Oh, yeah. So that house that all the guys used to live in, they named it the Swamp. And so I was informed that one night while they were probably drinking, he put a smokestack on a riding lawnmower in the garage just for the fun of it. I don't know anything about these things, but I guess it was cool.
Yeah, who wouldn't want that?
He had a potato cannon, and it had like a starter switch, and then it was propelled by hairspray. So at night he would like shoot the potato cannon out over the river, and you know, I would say it sounded like gunfire, or you know, it was really loud. Yep. They would do that and then like, you know, leave and pretend like they weren't doing anything.
Of course.
Oh, he'll enjoy this. One time I was driving motorcycle that my grandpa used to have. It was a little dirt bike. I was still like getting used to learning how to drive it. The brakes are on the opposite handlebar than they are on our four-wheeler. And Kyle was driving the four-wheeler in front of me, and then he decided he was gonna stop for no reason, and I hit the clutch instead of the brake, and so I was not stopping, and he was stopped in front of me. And so the only way, so I had two choices. I could either run to the back of the four-wheeler, or I could dump the motorcycle in the middle of the dirt road because there was no way I was going to stop at that point. So I ended up dumping the motorcycle.
Wow.
Luckily, it's not heavy, so I didn't get hurt. But I blame him all the time and tell him that it is his fault that I crashed the motorcycle. Because he just stopped in front of me. He's, you know, he thinks I should have known where the brakes were, and you know, I still think it's his fault.
I won't get into that argument. No. I asked you if he had a motto. What did you say his motto was?
I asked him what his motto was after you asked me that, and he told me his motto is "f*** 'em." He likes quotes from any general, really. He particularly likes General Patton. Why he named his dog that.
Right.
But I don't remember the one I sent you. I just Googled a bunch of them and tried to figure out like which one he has said before. Okay. Which is actually funny because after I sent you that email, he actually was like reading off the same quotes that I had Googled.
Yeah, it says,
"Lead me, follow me, or get out of my way."
General Patton.
Yep, that sounds like something he would say.
Yep. Some others are,
"Don't tread on me,"
and
"Not all who wander are lost."
At one point, he wanted to get the "Don't tread on me" tattoo with the snake, but he actually is afraid of snakes.
He is?
He is. So I'm not really sure why he wants the snake tattoo, but...
I mean, you have to be a special kind of special to enjoy snakes. I don't see how anyone can like snakes.
I don't mind them a whole lot, but we actually had a gardener snake in our basement over the summer. It was just a really small, tiny baby one, but I had to call the guy who lives behind us, and I was like, how do you feel about snakes? And he's like, "Oh, I don't mind." And I'm like, "Could you maybe come over and get the snake out of our basement?" Yeah, so he did. I mean, it was real small, like maybe the size of your finger. Like, and I wouldn't mind picking it up, but my fear was that I was going to drop it and then I was going to get lost.
On top of all the stuff you said already that he likes to do and gets into, you said he was at one point a certified scuba diver.
Yeah.
Is that something he did for the military, or is that something he did on his own?
He did that on his own.
Wow.
He used to do scuba diving. He says that he had to do, I don't know if there's like levels or what, but he's explained that he's like pretty high. He had to do a dive in, I can't remember, I think it was like one of the Great Lakes, possibly Lake Superior. He says that he had to do a dive where it was like, he had to go down far enough where it was like pitch black. He said that's really disorienting. And sometimes he brings that up when he, you know, to like compare it to other things. But he said, you know, it's really disorienting to be like down in the water and then you can't like tell like which way is up even. So it's part of like the training for diving. And then he did the, him and his friend, they did sailing and they taught, I think they taught sailing classes, but they sailed into the Apostle Islands.
That's awesome. How many friends did you say went with him?
It was just him and one other guy.
Oh, really? Just two-man crew, huh?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. It was pretty interesting. I went sailing on a boat with him once, but we didn't go very far because it was pretty, the water was pretty choppy. But yeah, so I can attest that he actually can do it. But yeah, his life has become a lot more boring since, you know, kids and stuff. So he doesn't have to do those things anymore. Owen, our son Owen, he's 3.5. He says, I'm a tough Viking. So, like, he stopped wearing pajamas to bed and wants to sleep in his underwear. And then when you ask him if he's going to get cold, he says, I'm a tough Viking.
That's awesome. Where did that come from? You said Kyle taught him to say that.
Yeah, well, because Kyle, he's into, like, Norse mythology and Vikings and things like that, because that's, like, his heritage.
Okay.
Kyle says he's a Viking, so now he taught the kids to say, I'm a tough Viking.
Why did you want to put Kyle into the song?
Well, it's a good birthday present for him, and I think he'll get a really big kick out of having his own like outlaw country song, since he really likes that type of music, and I feel like writing a song about him like that like pretty much defines him. I feel like he's the perfect person to have a song written about like that.
Originally, you said the song should be like a tribute to heroes, vets, and firefighters, but also have a funny, good old boy feel. What did you mean by a tribute to heroes, vets, and firefighters?
So he doesn't take a lot of recognition for doing the firefighting. So he's a volunteer firefighter at our local fire department. And he doesn't want really a lot of recognition for that. He feels like he needs to give back to the community, and that's the best way for him to do it. And then the same for the military. He just felt like he needs to be, you know, give back, and he doesn't want a lot of recognition for being a vet. And so I just thought it would be nice to kind of mention those things for him, since he doesn't really recognize those for himself.
If you were writing the song, what would you put in it? Like a line, or maybe even the title?
That's a good question. I don't know. I feel like my country life in a city.
Country life in a city.
Yeah.
I like that.
I like that viewpoint on it.
I probably wouldn't have thought of that, or it'd take me a while to get it, but yeah, I like that.
I feel like that really defines him. Because he's never lived in the country, but he definitely has a country mentality.
Yeah, he definitely does.
He seems to do everything.
Yeah, well,
it's amazing.
I didn't even mention, we're like in the middle of finishing our basement, and he's done pretty much everything. We had a friend help with electricity, and he can't mutter tape walls for his life, so someone did that. But he's done all the plumbing. He learned to do that. He did all the framing because he used to build houses. So, yeah, he's really handy. I mean, he fixes cars and... Yeah, he does it all.
Sounds like a good man.
I would say so.
And now, this is my country ass in the city.
Well, I earned the right to be bold. Said, oh, I don't want to hear you bitch about my noise. I fight fires in your streets. I took bombs for your country. So don't you tread on me, cause I made my choice. Leave me, follow me, or get out of my way. Say what you mean and mean what you say. You can have your polished life, but I like things a little more gritty. So who you gonna call when things get shitty? I'm built, I can fix it all with my hands. But if you need defense, brother, I got the ammo. All kinds of guns, bullets, and potatoes. Or I can call the bullies from the swamp if you need more men. Leave me, follow me, or get out of my way. Say what you mean. It's on a lift kit and holds my shotguns, but I fired up when my cabin calls for me.
With MBI Studios. All guests know they are being recorded and are willing to be. All music and songs are created and scored by PutThemInASong.com. You can follow the Root Note Podcast at Root Note Pod on Twitter. If you would like to have a song or music created for you or a loved one, visit PutThemInASong.com, where you have a better voice than you think. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on The Root Note.